Dr. George Dimitri, Dana-Farber Cancer Institute.
Over the past 5 years, 51% of all FDA-approved cancer drugs have had substantial input from Dana-Farber scientists and clinical investigators. And that comes from the culture here, the very basic curiosity-driven scientists that are probing really how cancer works.
At Dana-Farber, what we do here changes lives everywhere. Find out more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
Good morning, I'm Taylor Wilson, and this is 5 Things You Need to Know the weekend of October 12th, 2019. A reminder, you can tweet us at USA Today Podcast if you have any thoughts about these stories or just want to chat, and your tweet might be featured on the show. To get you started, wildfire dangers continue in Southern California as deadly blazes strengthened by Santa Ana winds have forced the evacuation of more than 100,000 people. Authorities say the Saddle Ridge blaze started as a brush fire in Sylmar, the northernmost neighborhood in Los Angeles, before quickly spreading across the region. Los Angeles County Deputy Fire Chief Dave Richardson says that the goal is to box the fire in.
And trying to really provide a containment box, if you will, around the fire, it's very challenging. Fortunately, Mother Nature has somewhat cooperated. Even though the wind's blowing, we're able to get fixed-wing aircraft. Our Los Angeles County Fire Department super scoopers out there within the communities, as well as our large air tankers that are dropping retardant out on the fire line, again, to try to box this fire in and make a difference and put it to an end.
East of Los Angeles in Riverside County, flames swept through a hilltop mobile home park and destroyed 74 structures, damaging 16 others. According to authorities, at least 2 people have died due to the wildfires. Louisiana voters head to the ballot box on Saturday. They'll have 3 candidates to choose from for governor, including incumbent Democratic Governor John Bel Edwards. His opponents are Republican Congressman Ralph Abraham, a 3-time U.S. congressman, farmer, and veterinarian, and Republican businessman Eddie Rispone, who has financed his own campaign. In an effort to push the governor's mansion back to the GOP, President Donald Trump held a rally in Lake Charles, Louisiana on Friday and urged residents to fire Edwards. Next up, Jesse Norman, the renowned international opera star whose passionate voice won her 4 Grammys, the National Medal of Arts, and the Kennedy Center Honor, will be remembered on Saturday. The funeral for Norman will be held in her hometown of Augusta, Georgia, where a street has been dedicated in her name. Locals this week remembered Norman, resident Adrena Johnson.
Her voice, oh gracious, it was such an excellent voice and a very rare voice. I remember hearing her sing, but I liked the way her voice would pull you in, and it was like you could feel an embrace.
Among those set to give tributes on Saturday, another Augusta legend, Lawrence Fishburne, who was born in the city, as well as civil rights activist Vernon Jordan, according to the Augusta Chronicle. Norman, who was black, broke racial barriers in the opera world, performing at revered houses like La Scala in Milan and the Metropolitan Opera in New York City. She also sang title roles in works like Carmen, Ada, and more. Jesse Norman died on September 30th at the age of 74. Well, if you go to the Empire State Building beginning this weekend, you'll get to see a new view. The New York landmark is opening its newly renovated 102nd floor observatory to the public on Saturday. Visitors can see Manhattan from a 1,250-foot vantage point, and while the observatory windows used to be obstructed by waist-high air conditioning units, there are now floor-to-ceiling windows for stunning views. Jean-Yves Ghazi told the Associated Press that the project is a long time coming.
So we've been working on this roughly for about 4.5 years, and the cost is coming in at about $165 million. It took longer to do this project than it did to actually build the Empire State Building.
The Empire State Building is open from 8 a.m. to 2 a.m., 365 days a year. A standard ticket costs $38 for adults, and an extra $20 takes guests to the observatory. And last up, playoff baseball doesn't stop. After the Washington Nationals took Game 1 of the National League Championship Series over the St. Louis Cardinals on Friday night, thanks largely to a near no-hitter from Anibal Sanchez, they'll play out Game 2 in Missouri on Saturday. Max Scherzer will pitch for the Nats against Adam Wainwright for the Cardinals, with first pitch at 4:08 p.m. Eastern Time. Then Saturday night, the American League Championship Series will get going between the New York Yankees and Houston Astros in Texas. Masahiro Tanaka will start for the Yankees against Zach Greinke for the Astros. First pitch is set for 8:08 p.m. Eastern Time. You can catch new episodes of 5 Things Monday through Saturday on Apple Podcasts and wherever else you get your audio, including the Google Home and Amazon Echo. Plus, if you'd like, you can subscribe for free and leave us a rating and review. 5 Things is part of the USA Today podcast network.
Dr. George Dimitri, medical oncologist, Dana-Farber Cancer Institute.
Over the past 5 years, 51% of all FDA-approved cancer drugs have had substantial input from Dana-Farber scientists and clinical investigators. And that comes from the culture here, the very basic curiosity-driven scientists that are probing really how cancer works, and then the expert clinicians that interact with patients and families every day. It's not easy to have input at a substantive level to new drugs that are safe and effective at treating cancer. So our whole mantra has always been to try to minimize risks to patients and yet try to maximize the opportunity of finding how effective a new treatment could be. And that means understanding cancer really, really deeply.
At Dana-Farber, what we do here changes lives everywhere. Find out more at danafarber.org/everywhere.